Hello, my name is Matthew of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is one of the newly selected Rose Festival princesses, Sierra Denman of Central Catholic High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
So to start it off, how does it feel to be officially be a Rose Festival princess now?
It's really exciting, and I can't wait to meet all the new people on the board.
When did you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
Actually, I wanted to start this journey last year, but my school doesn't allow juniors. So, yeah.
And how do you feel about that? Do you think that some of the juniors should have a chance at this and not just seniors?
Personally, it's up to the school, but I feel like if you do go as a junior and you lose, I feel like it's another chance. You have another chance and opportunity to do it again next year. So I think it is good that it's up to juniors as well.
All right. How does it feel to represent your school as one of the Rose Festival princesses of who knows how many generations?
A lot, apparently. But no, I feel real honored in that I have the actual opportunity to represent my school and what we stand for.
All right. And what was your community's reaction to your selection?
All I heard was a whole bunch of loud cheering. I heard my two friends out in the front, my friend Leomar and my friend Kais, cheering for me the loudest, like the voice, like went over the crowd. So I was really happy that I had the support from them.
And how do you think they'd react if you were to lose, for example?
Honestly, I don't know, because like all I kept on hearing was like, you better win. This is for us. So honestly, I don't know how they would necessarily react to me losing.
Oh, I mean, would you assume that they'd support you?
Yeah, of course. But like, you know, Friends are different nowadays.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Let's see. Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
It's important to me because I am a role model and I get to help younger generations and people follow their dreams and stuff. And it's important to me because of what they stand for and the impact we have on our community.
All right. And what life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this? Because I mean, this obviously isn't a very, you know, for certain people, it's not the, you know, the most ideal experience, I guess. You know, maybe not very social. What would you say?
I don't know what life experience would like help me prepare to this moment. I am a very like outgoing person, and I'm very like both. So necessarily talking to new people and meeting new people is like kind of my personality. So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you.
The Rose Festival theme to this year was focusing on fun, and focusing on fun to me means just being yourself and doing the best you can. Like I said before in one of my speeches, it's talking about like how I'm a senior and I'm going off to college, and this is necessarily the time to mess up and like, you know, have fun and be who you are before going out into the world and truly and like embarking on who you're going to be and finding yourself. So focusing to me is, you, like I said before, being myself, going out there, having fun with friends and family.
Nice. I know you didn't really mention what college you were going to, but do you have, you know, just a slight clue on where you could be going? Like any ideas in mind?
Right now I'm thinking University in New Mexico, but right now I am unsure what I am going to college for. But like if I had to choose for like a major, I was always thinking around marine biology or pediatric nursing or law.
Nice. Since me personally, I'm in a Ocean Bowl club, which talks about marine biology.
I really love sharks. So that's my main sharks.
All right. Well, that's nice. Tell us everything about what you do inside and outside of school. Any hobbies, any interests?
Well, last year I was a liturgical minister at my school. It's a Catholic school, so we have masses. So I would speak at those. And I've helped out with two theater productions. I am on the varsity cheer team. I am in a Rambassador, and Rambassador is literally just an ambassador, but our school's mascot is the Ram. So they put Ram in front of everything. So I am a Rambassador. I am a sophomore retreat leader. And outside of school, before COVID, I would go to the Boys and Girls Club. So I was involved in a lot of leadership things there too.
All right. And what are your plans for your future? Like, you know, with this experience, and certainly this is going to look good on wherever you apply. Where do you think you'd be going off after high school?
All I know is that I'm going to college, but other than that, I'm not totally sure on my future plans.
Any sort of interests that you'd love to go into? I mean, you have marine biology as one of your favorite things. You could be an ocean biologist.
Yeah, other than that, like I've said before, law and pediatric nursing, but I was also thinking about like advertising and like in a way, because like I'm a very creative person. So like coming up with ideas and the concepts for commercials. And I've also was ever thinking about like human resources, like helping and giving back to my community.
And I saw here that you won an award for cheerleading. Could you tell us more about that?
For all the schools like around America, for cheerleading your high school or your group, you can go to a certain camp, and within that camp it's like 2 to 3 days, and then afterwards you try out for All-American. And so All-American is like I wouldn't say a whole bunch of teams, but there's different places you can go in between. So I tried out for All-American, I got it, and I had the opportunity to go to London to cheer in their London New Day parade.
Nice. Well, I want to personally say congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
You said one of your favorite places to visit is the Moda Center. What are some of the best shows and events you've seen there?
I normally go there just for basketball games, but honestly, yeah, I don't really go to like concerts or anything of that sort. I've been there for cheer competitions when I was younger. So like those, like the only two main events I actually have been gone to the Moda Center for.
Yeah, you know, this might be a stupid question, but what is your favorite basketball team?
Honestly, I don't want to say like I'm a bandwagon in a way, but I don't really care. I like to win. So I like to go for the winning team. But other than that, like Blazers, my home city, and also like the Lakers. So those are like the two main, those are the two main sports teams in my house. So those are the two I would follow.
Well, nice. which social media site do you use the most of? We're coming into like the fun part of the questions. So
I would say Snapchat. Yeah. I don't really use like Instagram or anything.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You're good.
What are your favorite type of music? Any favorite artists or songs, favorite genre?
I'm an R&B fan, but like my favorite artist is Neo, because I really love all his songs and I know all the words, so yeah.
and I guess for our last question right on here, what is your secret superpower?
What is my secret superpower?
Yeah.
I don't know. Secret superpower. What do you mean by secret superpower?
I couldn't tell you, honestly, because I don't have one myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what my secret superpower is. Like, if I could pick a superpower, you know.
I guess to make it more simple, but what superpower would you want?
Like I said, teleportation. I think it'd be cool to wake up like 10 minutes before you have to be somewhere and not teleport there, or like super speed or super flight, because I can get there like a blink of time. That'd be cool.
All right. Well, I think that's about all that we have. I personally don't really have too much to say. So thank you very much for taking your time to be here today. We very much appreciate it. And I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess Sierra Dedman from Catholic Central High School. I'm Matthew, reporting for AM 1450 KBPA.
Thank you.